News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, your locally owned, locally operated talk radio station. There's no corporation here except, well, Linda, and that's enough. Good morning. Hey, it's 605-4567 to give us a call, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, and Bad Bob. You know, you are multicolored today. Wow. I mean, you must be getting ready for the 80 degrees this weekend. Know, that's a Hawaiian shirt.
We got some tropical weather on the way. What the heck?
You've got tropical stuff on here. So, and speaking of weather, what's it look like?
Well, you're going to see patchy, dense fog this morning. Mostly sunny this afternoon. The high near 67. Temperatures creep up during the week. They're calling for Sunday's high to be near 76, possibly even more than that. Right now in Reading, we do have 37 degrees, and this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends there, locally owned and operated, and we like locally owned and operated, right? Give them a call at 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts. Okay. Reading Rodeo Association has already got tickets on sale for their May 13th through the 16th rodeo. We'll give them a call at 241-8559, and you can get tickets at a less. Well, you know what? There's no such thing as cheap tickets for the rodeo. You get good seats anywhere. But these have got them on sale. They're less expensive. You can save some money. Give them a call at ticket office, 241-8559, or go to readingrodeo.com and select Buy Tickets Now, option at the top of the screen. Also, this week, not this weekend, but on the there's a couple of things happening. On the 31st, of course, there's two things happening. One, early in the day, is the first annual New Year's Relaxation Celebration, Embracing Women Veterans Who Serve and Served in the Military. That's going to be at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson from 9:30 to 1:30. On the 31st, registration starts at 9:30, resource fair from 10 to 12, massage services, relaxation workshops, free lunch, and it is a free lunch. You know, you say there's no such thing as a free lunch. This is a free lunch, but it's provided by our friends at Jersey Mike's who are paying for it. So see, there is no such thing as free. It's free to you that are using. You know, they're getting fed, but Jersey Mike's is picking up the tab, which is going to lead me to something else in
Somebody
always picks up the tab. And we want to really give a shout-out to Jersey Mike's. What a great place. They support the veterans. I've not seen a new company come on this strong as Jersey Mike's has, and the people down there and supporting veterans on the Homeward Bound, all types of or Welcome Home, you know, for the veterans, all of these. They support the veterans organizations and veterans events. And I can't say enough about Jersey Mike's. And, you know, anytime you get a chance, you're looking for that sandwich like that out there, head on down to Jersey Mike's. It's right next to Trader Joe's.
Tried to embrace a female veteran once. My arm healed up after about a week.
It's where you were. Okay. I'm not even going to go there. Okay. I'm going to give these away. Tomorrow night, Harvey, that great comedy, Pulitzer Prize winning comedy about the guy and the puka or the rabbit, as we could say, is playing at Riverfront. And I've got only like four tickets for this. If you want to go, and it's free, and this is free. However, Riverfront Playhouse is, of course, picking up the tab. And I'm giving them to you, so they're free. But they're not really free because electricity has to be paid for and the show has to go on, paid for by Riverfront. But they're free. These tickets are free to you. So give me a call, 605-4567, and I'll give you a set of two or four if you want. And you can see this great play tomorrow night, the 21st, and it begins at, I'm sure it'll tell me when it begins. But it's there in the morning. It's probably have to be there around 6 o'clock. We'll find out for sure. Harvey by Mary Chase. So we've already got people calling in. If you want two tickets or you want four tickets, whatever you would like. Okay. Are we ready to start? U.S. and Cuba. Where's my pen guy? U.S. You got your mic open there, buddy. U.S. and Cuba. They're starting to see what they can find about starting up the putting up their embassies there and all that. This is if they get money from Congress, which is kind of, it's questionable right there. My question is this. Here's Obama's great thing. Okay, I'm going to open up our relationships with Cuba. What do the Cuban people get from this? Do they get are they getting freedom of speech? Are they going to acquire material goods? Are they going to be able to have their own jobs, start their own businesses, have freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, things that we just take for granted? Are they going to continue to live in a police state? And if they are, why are we opening up relations with Cuba? Are we going to, is this going to be one of those things that, well, you know, we send a lot of tourists over there, and guess what? They are going to change. They have to change because people will want more. Will they? Cuba's a pretty repressive regime, everything I've ever read about it. You speak up against the government, you end up in jail. You don't speak up against the government, but you don't do your part, you end up in jail. You try to have freedom of assembly, you end up in jail. I mean, they all have one thing in common, that if you exercise any of the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, you end up in jail. So what is Mr. Obama's, what is his end game on this? Would he ever tell us, do you think, besides the fact he just wants to change things, this is part of my legacy, I've only got 2 years left. There's nothing on my wall in the library of the Obama library that's just going to cost $100 million and be in Hawaii. Well, why not? He's from Hawaii. That's usually where he says he was born in Hawaii. He's from Hawaii. He is Hawaiian. He goes, hey, chaka brada. He does these things. So the question is, what does he have on his wall? Oh, well, he could say he ended the war in Iraq. Not so fast. I think we're putting troops back in there. And I have, in fact, we've got many troops going on back in there. And, oh, but they're not in combat. Not so fast. We've got troops engaging out there. I've ended the war in Afghanistan, have you? And what did you what have we achieved out of this? And are you really? I mean, you're leaving 10,000 troops there and tell me they're not going to be in a fight now and then. He has saved the economy. And this is what he's saying because, hey, I've saved the economy. Well, have you? Wall Street is like gangbusters. But what about the average middle class, which is seeing a drop in their pay? What about that? What about that, Mr. President? Well, you've got an answer for that, and we're gonna talk about that after we get back from these breaks. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. You're looking for that CCW? You're looking for that concealed carry? We were talking the other day, Prop 47, Prop 47, we're talking, of course, AB 109 is still in full swing. We still don't have any place to put these people. There's still crime out there. Can you take care of yourself? Is your wife or loved one maybe need protection in the house while you're gone or while you're working? This is what most of the women say. This is what all the women say. Self-defense. Do you need a self-defense weapon? Do you need to be trained with it? Well, if you do, go to Ted Leidy. Every one of his instructors are NRA, professional NRA instructors. And for a limited time, NFI is going to provide you a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Register online, readingccw.com, or call NFI at 999-1822. Check out all the comments. He's got a section there where everybody that's taken the class can fill out a comment section. He has no control over what's being said. He can't even pull them off. So the bottom line on it is read that, see what the people say about the instruction, then give Ted Leidy a call. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindabot, KCNR, 1460.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and all the hardworking crew, would like to thank you for another successful year. If you're one of those who's already filled your tank, great. If not, you need to do so. Kathy has another load of forklift bottles and barbecue tanks just came into the Reading plant, so stop and see Gary. In Corning, half mile east of I-5, Robin has CFN and Visa card locked for all the trucks and cars 24/7. Tractor hydraulic, motor oils, and 5-gallon pails. In Weaverville, Joe's been busy with customers, picking up kerosene at the plant, and he's also a CFN Visa card lock 24/7 for cars and trucks, and he can fill your propane bottle. The Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and Equipment Show is coming up again in February 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Anderson District Fairgrounds. So bring the kids. As always, it's free. Northern Lights Energy, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace. Shopping local, staying local, builds a community.
Downtown Reading is the place to be. Stylish shops, trendy boutiques, fabulous food, and a whole lot of history. Shop local and support these amazing business owners. By shopping local, you help your community thrive. So what do you say? Let's meet downtown. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading.
Step away from the keyboard. Shop local in downtown Reading.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot, 7:19 in the morning. It's not 37, it's 47 out there. That can't be right.
I checked the weather map.
It is 37?
Yeah, out at the airport.
Okay.
Nobody I know actually lives at the airport.
Nobody lives out at the airport. Nobody knows what's... You can say anything you want out there. Some guy named George calls in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry at its very best. Jewelry at its very best and at its very best prices. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in all of Reading is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Check in with Leonard and his associates. He's got two associates in there that are very knowledgeable, and they're going to sell you a bracelet. They're going to sell you a necklace. They're going to sell you loose diamonds if that's what you want. He's got it all there at great prices. Leonard always has sales going on at Four Winds Jewelry, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs.
This is interesting, though. We have a application.
My house is 47.
Yeah. We have an application that lets us look at little home weather stations all over town.
Home, temperature. Home weather stations.
Yeah, yeah. And people put them.
We're looking into your backyard. Yeah. We're looking into your backyard right now.
Little weather stations that you can buy, and you can plug them into the internet, and it provides an overall picture. It's really very useful for microclimate studies. And we have temperatures all the way from 37 to 48 just within a 10-mile radius.
Well, my house, when I got into the truck, it says 47. So anyway, hey, this is what happens at my house at night. We're going, just as dinner is finishing, we have a gas stove, and the little that little electrical thing that pops, that starts the gas, that lights the gas, whatever you call it.
The piezo starter, spark starter.
Right, spark starter, because you push down it, it starts. Well, it starts popping, and sometimes it pops. When you first turn it on, just like one pop.
It's what ignites the gas. Yeah.
They all start popping. Just giving this electrical, pretty loud. So Linda, says there's something wrong here, and I naturally catch on right away. And I try to turn it off different ways, and I check. I turn the handles. I switch out the handles because when you clean the stove, you take everything. Anyway, that doesn't work either. So I go outside and I throw the breaker. Well, I found out that one breaker will turn off the stove, but it also turns off the lights in the laundry room. It turns off the lights in the living room, the dining room. The den, except for the TV, which I thought was pretty cool because you can still watch TV, and the light over the bar, which I thought, now is this essential? Turns off all those non-needed lights in the living room, the dining room, the laundry room, but it leaves the light on over the bar and the TV set on. I thought, whoever planned this house is really good.
Had good priorities, yeah.
Well, Linda was a little concerned that the gas could be coming out. I said, there's no gas coming out. It's turned off. Well, it's kind of like, Linda believes me, but, it's trust, what is it? You
trust but verify.
Trust but verify. So we call a friend of ours, his contractor, and he goes, nah, you're okay. We're talking about it, and so I go out and turn on the lights again, and it's popping. So I turn the lights off, but the lights in the kitchen are still on. So wasn't that strange? And so on the one side of the kitchen, they're on, and everything you plug in is on. Well, then I turn it back on, it's popping again, and we're talking about it, and it just stops. Everything's okay again. So, Linda today is getting somebody to come out and take a look at the stove, because it's the only stove we have. It's not like you can use, and if you have to turn it off, there goes the microwave and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, a gas stove that has a electric, which they all do, has modern stoves all have digital displays and things like that. They do have a fail-safe in them that if there's no power, the gas is simply cut off.
Let's talk American Sniper. Oh, by the way, today our guest star, we're going to have a gentleman in from the Hoover Institute. He's going to be talking about trying to save money. Here's Brown's big ideas. Brown's going after the unions and getting, to these unfunded liabilities. And also Doug McConnell's going to come in and talk about Obamacare. And then we're going to talk about, I'm sure that when I have him on, Dr. McConnell, we're also going to talk about tonight's State of the Union address, which is going to be, I think, very interesting. American Sniper. Let's go back to American Sniper. I wrote a blog entry on Reading.com about American Sniper that we walked into the show. It's never, I always go to matinees, it's for the price. It doesn't always work, but hey. And you always get in because there's no people in there. There's very few people in there, especially the early shows. Well, of course, as I said yesterday, the place was packed, absolutely packed, and then the next one was packed. And then I'm reading, comments from around the nation, and their theaters are packed. People going to see American Sniper. It could be for a couple reasons. It could be just a vindication of the fact that we believe in our heroes, real heroes, not ones that wear a cape and in a comic book. But Michael Moore and Seth Grogan. Seth Grogan, of course, being the famous actor who was in that movie called The Interview about assassinating a world leader who's still alive, who's not only just paranoid, as is his country, but they have nukes. A great idea on Sony, Sony's idea, and of course Seth Grogan, who was in it, who said it reminded him, the movie reminded him of the third act of the something, that movie that had Brad Pitt in it, and the, you know, it was about a World War II movie, but it was about a, you know, they had a, it was about the
Rage
Nazis.
Rage or
nah, it was something bastard. I mean, what,
oh,
it was that,
error, and it's misspelled, arrogant bastard.
No, no, it was something else. Yeah. Anyway, but, and it, so it reminds me of the Nazi thing. Well, then when people said, oh, really, Nazis? And he goes, well, it just reminded me of the movie. You're comparing apples to oranges. They're both fruit. I mean, he tries to back off. And Michael Moore, who said that, you know, snipers are cowards, that they shoot people in the back, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, oh, I was just talking about my uncle. No, you weren't, Moore. You just got hacked. I mean, people just went after you. You know what you said. You're nothing but a fat little coward.
Boy, has he gone Michelin.
Well, I tell you what. You know, here's the thing about it is that you've got two people, Grogan and Moore, talking about something they have no idea what it means. They've never, either one of them, have spent a day in the military. They have acquired their riches, their ability to say anything they want, their ability to do the things they want, snort their coke, do whatever they do. On that, because they've got much braver men and women standing on the wall between them and death. So it's perfectly fine for you to say that, Moore, because we know what you are. You're a slime. You don't like America. You don't like the military. And you make comments about the military because you've never had the guts to go in or the ability to go in. Maybe they wouldn't even take you. So it's okay because the people have spoken. The American people have spoken. They've made the American sniper set records. The people that go to see American Sniper, it's not this, that they are glorifying war in this. What they're doing is they're seeing how war affects a man and his family. Four tours. Here's a man that went to war, a true story, went to war because he believed in saving his country. He believed in fighting for this country. And guess what? There's a whole lot of us out there that actually believe that people that stand on the back and make your little comments, never been in the arena. There are many of us, most of us probably, that serve this country because we love this country, and we don't mind putting our lives on the line because that's part of the deal for our country. Something that, you know, a sacrifice like that, you two will never, ever know. And I feel sorry for you because of that.
Keeping a country free is an inherently dirty business. You
don't like killing. You don't like the glorification of killing. Well, then don't have wars. Oh, but don't have wars? You might want to ask yourself what that means. Let's go talk about this for a second. And go see just the beginning of the movie. If you don't get anything else out of this movie but that, this is what you need to know about. The sheep, which are most of the people out there, most of the people like Moore and Grogan, I mean, they're sheep. Oh, they think that they're leaders. Oh, I've got this movie. No, you're sheep. You want your little pasture area there. You want to graze. You want to get corpulent. You want to do all those things. Then you got wolves that are out there that will pull you down and eat you. They'll kill you, and they don't care. They'll kill you for fun. Those are wolves. Then there's sheepdogs. There's sheepdogs that protect the sheep from the wolves. A lot of times sheep don't like sheepdogs because they're different than them. They're stronger. They're braver. They stand out, and they put their lives on the line to keep them safe. And they know down deep that, gosh, you know, I just don't have what it takes to do that. So they disparage, they curse, they make fun of those sheepdogs. But if those sheepdogs weren't there, there wouldn't be any sheep. There would just be a smorgasbord for wolves. We'll be right back after these messages.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making, stimulate all five senses with interactive activities, and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Haagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Wheelabrator Shasta Energy Company, Robo Bank, Murphy Veneer, California Forestry Association, and Roseburg Forest Products, this event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this 3-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Brown. Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It is 7:31 in the morning, 37 degrees out there. Going to be a nice day, however, or so they tell us. We have, as a guest here, Carson Bruno from the Hoover Institute. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for being with us today. Carson is, you're like an expert on California. I've been following your writings and all this, and you seem like you know everything about it.
I appreciate it. I really try to be. There's a lot out there about California, but it's an interesting state to study, that's for sure.
And tell us a little bit about yourself here, Carson.
So I'm a research fellow at the Hoover Institution, and the Hoover Institution is based at Stanford University. We're a public policy research think tank, ranging from everywhere from foreign policy to national policy to state policy. I've been looking at California issues for the past 3.5-4 years now, really focusing on kind of budget issues, economic issues, anything that really kind of attaches to the fiscal policy approach in California.
Well, good. So this was almost a perfect time for you to be on, and because Governor Brown is saying he's going to work to cut the unfunded liabilities by half. What do you think about that?
He is. You know, I was pleasantly surprised about that when I heard him say that in his State of the State / inaugural address about 2 weeks ago. You know, he's been trying to take a piecemeal approach, and that's what he called it. In a state address, a piecemeal approach to the unfunded liabilities. It's an issue that desperately needs to be done. And so I'm hopeful that he will actually seriously tackle this. Now, if you go back to 2011, he did propose some rather bold moves on dealing with the overall pension system, especially CalPERS, the CalPERS system. But that was really watered down by the state legislature, and by 2012, what he did sign was really just around the edges sort of reforms that really won't do too much to tackle the $200+ billion unfunded liability we have. So we'll see what he does on the retiree health care unfunded obligations. You know, he could go bold, but then kind of be pulled back by the state legislature, or given the fact that he's in his last term as governor. He has, you know, $20 million+ in a campaign war chest still. You know, he could try to go bold and then really kind of hold the state legislature's feet to the fire on this issue.
Well, you know, we're having the same problems with unfunded liabilities in our small town here that go up $300 million worth, and we're in a town of 100,000 because of health care, retirement. And, you know, the retirement morass that we're in right now. So our new hires are coming in under different auspices. But one of the things that Brown wanted to do was have people work a little bit longer. And it seems like work a little bit longer still isn't to that Social Security age, though.
No. And here's the problem. And this is a problem not only just for the state, as you mentioned, but also for a lot of localities, counties. You've seen what San Jose is attempting to do in their 2012 reform, San Diego also attempting to do reforms. I mean, you just look to San Bernardino and Stockton, and the list can go on and on. The city is really struggling because of this pension issue. But as something that is rarely talked about is the retiree health care issue. And for years now, that's been a pay-as-you-go sort of approach where you're just kind of paying the retiree health as the bills kind of come in. And that creates a massive unfunded liability. The now state treasurer, but he was before state controller, John Chung, has been doing actually some great work on really trying to figure out how much does the state really owe on retiree health care. And between his 2007 report, which he did, the very first report ever in the state of kind of figuring out how much the state owes, to his most recent report, it grew by almost 33%, almost up, it's up to $72 billion. So you really need to figure out how to get that unfunded liability down, but also stop it from happening again. And what Jerry Brown has proposed right now in having state employees kind of pre-fund their retiree health care, that will help to prevent that $72 billion number to grow more. But it's not going to do anything to stop that to lessen that $72 billion number.
So it's still got to be paid off eventually.
It does. It does. And that's going to take serious investments, whether it's by retirees themselves, whether it's by current employees, or whether it's just by a state, and that means the taxpayers. Someone's going to have to pay that $72 billion. The trick is stopping it from growing and then figuring out a responsible way to pay down that debt.
Well, that'll be interesting.
That's That's why you don't really see politicians jumping on the train to really kind of tackle these issues, because there's really no good political solution for them. You know, either they have to go, particularly here in California, where it's a one-party ruled state. Democrats control the entire state operation system. They have to either go against their main electoral constituency, which is the public employee unions, or they have to go against the taxpayers. Neither of which is a good solution for them. So it's something that, you know, really takes a strong political leader, someone who, you know, proverbially can go to China, kind of like how Nixon went to China during his presidency. And I think Jerry Brown could be that.
You know what? I frankly think Brown could be that guy. You know, I'm not crazy about Jerry Brown, but believe it or not, while I was in the Marine Corps, he was the mayor of Oakland at one time.
Yes.
We came in there and talked to him about help we needed because the city of San Francisco had pulled the rug out from underneath us. And we're talking thousands of people coming in there at the last minute. And Jerry Brown was more than happy to have us come into Oakland and do our urban exercise right there. And I looked at that, and we all looked at that as being, you know, here's a guy that has his reputation, blah, 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 blah. He's a very pragmatic guy. And if anybody can get to the unions and also appeal to the people, it's Jerry Brown.
Right, right. And, you know, why was Nixon able to go to China and open relations with China? It's because he had built up a very long political resume of being anti-communist.
Yeah.
So he was a true believer on that issue. And so he could go over there and really take, you know, a political ding on his record, but also show people that he means what he's talking about. Jerry Brown has a very long record of supporting the public employee unions of tax and spend policies. So, you know, if he does a turnaround and really tries to tackle this issue with, again, 20 plus $20+ million in his campaign war chest, which means he can go to the ballot if he has to. He can always threaten that. You know, he just won very convincingly in November. You know, he has, I think, the wherewithal. It's just a matter of, does he really want to do that? Does he want this to be his legacy? And
I'm
not fully convinced right now.
Well, yeah, but do you think he feels like he's part of the problem because of what he started when the last time he was governor?
Yeah, you know. There has to be some soul searching there. You know, the 12-step program probably. There should be a 12-step program for pension reform, but
somewhere
it's an issue. Hey, so I'm glad to see that
He's talking about it. Hey Carson, the next thing I want to talk about is our train to nowhere. What the hell's going on here?
You know, that's an issue that confounds me over and over and over again. When you look at the facts, when you look at the data, when you look at the numbers, it's just it doesn't make sense on any single level. And actually, when you look at voter sentiment now, it doesn't make sense on any level. The Hoover Institution does a great poll of the of Californians. We call it the Golden State Poll. Out roughly every quarter. We just released our fifth one last week. And we occasionally ask, what are the top priorities for Californians? Every single time we ask the question, high-speed roads dead last. This time, just 16% of likely voters in California said high-speed rail was their top priority for California.
How could that be? People actually believe that a high-speed rail is a top priority? I mean, don't they read? It is not going to be a high-speed rail. I mean, it can't be. It's impossible for it to be. It changes tracks. It changes. I mean, it's like speeding between traffic lights when you're a 16-year-old. Then you stop.
Yeah. Well, let's compare that to the next highest on the list. If you're going up the list from high-speed rail, and what we have is dealing with the environment or dealing with climate change, and that's a 26%. So even there, you see like a 10% jump up from high-speed rail, and then compare that to the top of the list, which is strengthening the economy at 72%. So I mean, it's not a priority for Californians at all.
Do you think that the politicians, including Brown, read all these studies and all these surveys that come from all over the United States that say California is the worst place in the United States to do business in?
You know, I certainly hope so, but
you think they care?
I'm not wholly convinced that they do. They might read them, but then think, okay, well, it's not because of what I'm doing.
Well. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like there's a little bit of denial going on in Sacramento when it comes to how their policies are actually affecting the state.
Well, you know, that's and you say, you know, the top priority is the economy. I can understand that. Only 26% think climate change yet. Climate change or the proposed climate change, you know, things they're doing with the cap and trade and the renewable energy source and all this stuff is costing us a lot of money.
It absolutely is. But what you have to remember is they focus, whenever they're talking about climate change, they always try to bring it back to, you know, creating the green job economy or the new economy and how it's going to actually help the economy. And so they do understand that that's what the voters want. It's just whether the policies are actually doing that is a whole different, you know, can of beans. And there's lots of evidence to suggest it's not. So
are there any solar
going on?
Are there any solar companies left in California?
I know of one. but I can't speak for any others.
I think they all left. Hey, okay, what do you see as the – okay, we got just like 3 minutes left. Okay, what's the next – what's the biggest thing, biggest problem we've got coming at us right now?
Biggest problem, you said?
Yeah. What's the biggest problem we have coming at us here in the next 6 months or year?
The next 6 months, that's a tricky question. But, you know, I think longer term, it's our infrastructure. I'm not talking about high-speed rail here.
Okay.
And, you know, I think Jerry Brown did mention that in his State of the State address. Again, whether he seriously goes after it is another question. The American Society of Civil Engineers puts out a report every few years looking at the states about their infrastructure level.
And what they
find is consistently California is behind what it needs to be doing on its roads, water systems, ports, you know, the whole infrastructure system.
Okay.
And needs, you know, roughly $65 billion of annual investment to really bring it up to where it needs to be. And Jerry Brown, again, he keeps on putting out aggressive infrastructure plans, but half of that plan is going toward high-speed rail, which is not the sort of infrastructure that the state needs.
No.
And so I really think that he needs to like focus on that, particularly being Pat Brown's son. And Pat Brown really built California as infrastructure, mm-hmm. a modern infrastructure. So.
Oh,
I feel like he's kind of letting down his father's legacy a little bit there.
Okay, now this is a question from our chat room. Does the guest have any thoughts on the state of Jefferson or any split, the Tim Draper split? Is this going to solve problems?
I think it will exasperate a lot of the regional problems. When you just look at kind of how the regions are situated, and I really think it will cause a lot more problems for them than actually help them out. What I think really the best solution is to really get strong, very powerful voices into Sacramento via the state assembly, via the state senate, and really pushed for them to really be vocal advocates for their regional needs.
Well, that could be. maybe unless they change the laws a little bit here. Hey, our guest has been Carson Bruno from the Hoover Institute. You know, Carson, this is our first time on, and I really appreciate your knowledge and your sharing this with us, because I think everything you said was right on the mark there. But this infrastructure thing, I think you're absolutely right. We've got to start taking a look at this, and I think that, you know, these our roads, our and the other infrastructure, our internet, everything needs to be looked at. So
absolutely.
Much more before we look at a high-speed rail that goes nowhere.
Well, thanks a lot for having me on this morning. I really enjoyed it.
You bet. Thank you very much. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Okay, but.
Your feet up should be a luxury, not a necessity. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can keep you stuck inside with your feet up when you could be out tackling those New Year's resolutions and chasing the snow. You may have venous insufficiency, causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. Don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long, unless you're snuggled up in front of the fire. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are the vein and vascular treatment experts of the North State, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely and effectively treating varicose veins for over a decade. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can enjoy a new season of looking and feeling your best.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Tracy Watts with the VA. You're invited to our first annual Women Veterans New Year Relaxation Celebration, Saturday, January 31st, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. This day is a special day for you. Learning relaxation techniques, making aromatherapy bath salts, enjoy a massage, good food, fellowship, and gift giveaways. It's free. Have lunch on us. To register, call me at 916-737-8399 or email ladieswhoserve@gmail.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is January the 20th, Tuesday. It is 7:50. in the morning and 37 to 47 out there, depending on where you are. Okay, Bad Bob, what is it?
My best work goes unnoticed.
Yeah, I thought that was good. What was that?
That was the opening to You May Be Right by Billy Joel that starts out with Breaking Glass.
Okay, well, that ties in what we're going to talk about. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Espresso Gels. You go in there. Great coffee, great prices. It's 37 degrees out there. Go in and warm your hands. And on Saturday, go in and get their ice drinks because it's going to be 80. Somebody explain this to me. Well, no, you can't. It's global warming or whatever else it's called. But you don't have to worry about it if you're down in Espresso Joe's. It's got everything you could possibly want to drink there. The brew side is a lot of beer and wine down there also, plus all types of accoutrements. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there. That's right. The top-rated cigars, the 90s, the 91s, the 97s, all from the Cigar Aficionado magazine, are there in that humidor. What a great place. And veterans always get discounts. Always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do so much for this community. Their outreach to people, their outreach to those who need help. Great people down there. Joe and Shelley of Tobacco and Brew. Okay. Speaking of another good guy, Jeff Wurst. Yep, I'm talking about you, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Crackmaster windshield repair. You know what? I was going to complain to you.
Okay.
About that crack that's been in my windshield for 6 years that you fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You still can't see it, and it hasn't gotten any bigger than that one. What was it, like 8 inches or something like that?
It was 11 inches.
11 inches, my God.
And then a couple months after I did it, I had noticed it popped out another inch beyond where I had stopped
it. Before you fixed it, then you fixed it
again. I had refixed it.
Yeah, you did.
Which everybody says can't be done. Well, what I do, everybody says can't be done anyway, even though I've been doing it almost 22 years.
Okay, when we talk about Crackmaster windshield repair, the other thing I'm going to talk about is these little chips on your windshield. In wintertime, those are dangerous. Because they can have water get into them, and then when it freezes, that expands it and starts to cracking. Is that correct?
It's possible.
It's possible.
Yes.
Okay. What do you do that's different on your windshields? I mean, you don't go out there to replace windshields. That's not what you do.
22 years, almost 22 years. I have to clarify that I am it's like the five-year-old that wants to be six. You know, I'm five and a half now. So I'm 21 and a half years in business, and what I do is inject the damage, because basically when a crack happens in your windshield, it creates an air pocket where the molecules of the glass separate. And if it's raining or wet, of course, the only thing in there is water, but essentially the only thing in there is air. So you have to replace the air gap with an adhesive that is intended to bond with the glass, molecularly, much like a weld. If you don't get that weld, you don't get the restoration of the structural integrity back to the glass, and you're pretty much wasting your time and effort. Because essentially, if you're not returning the windshield to a strong condition, you're still running about the same risk of it growing out.
So you take yours. What you do is you'll take the windshield and the car into a controlled environment. You just don't. I mean, what do you think when you see it says windshield repairs or cracks or something fixed on the side of the road?
Yeah,
up on the airport road. What do you think of that? I mean,
do you want the truth?
Well, yeah.
It's extremely...
We speak the truth here. If I didn't want the truth, I wouldn't have asked you. You know what? When I want another opinion, I'll beat it out of you. Yeah,
there
no,
you
I
go.
Want the truth.
There's the drill instructor coming out. Now, the truth is that if the windshield repair is not done properly, again, you have not restored that windshield to a strong, secure position. And I did 10 years of mobile service before I went in shop now for almost 12 years. And there is a huge difference in having that controlled environment. The heat from the sun, the cold from the wintertime,
it's got to have some kind of impact.
Detrimentally affects the repair in many ways.
Okay, so now how do you do your? You come in, you bring it into a controlled environment, and you have this, it's not crazy glue, it's this bonding stuff that you went to school for.
Polymer-based adhesive resin. It's an anaerobic type resin, which means that when you deprive
without
it of
air.
Oxygen, it starts a self-cure process. It's a one-part resin, so you don't mix it like epoxies.
Mm-hmm.
The polymer has a greater molecular structure than the epoxies, and you inject it in devoid of ultraviolet because it's ultraviolet sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason not to have it done at the side of the road or outside in front of somebody's shop is that it's exposed to the ultraviolet, and it starts the cure process. You end up with a substandard weak repair.
and you keep yours inside.
I have to admit, 10 years of mobile service, I'm really not sure how I survived. But the training I got when I got into this business was far superior at the time. Almost no manufacturers of the repair equipment were offering training programs. It was all pretty much self-taught. They'd send you a kit. You go out to the junkyards. You find brakes and windshields. You fix them. You learn yourself. Oh, they might give you a half or full-page instruction sheet. And if you buy the deluxe kit, you might get a video actually showing you how to do it. So it's very much self-taught unless you go through a training program.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Being self-taught, you know, repairing windshields, I think that's scary. But you know what's scarier? Barbershop. Here's your self-training barbershop with, you know, here, put this on and make sure that you don't cut them, you know, something like that. Okay. And here's the other thing, too. Jeff Worst, besides being a veteran, and thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you for yours.
Fact is, you guarantee your work.
Only guarantee in the business anywhere in the north half of California.
And the other part of it is if you can't, and this is the part always, I brought in something, Linda's Jeep. For some reason, the Jeep, her new Jeep, has this propensity to break glass. I mean, I don't know if it's just, we're just unlucky. And
it's manufacturing of the glass.
It's got to be something like that. Anyway, but we busted two windshields on that car. And when I say busted, it hits. And it cracks, immediately cracks. And I thought, well, I've driven other cars for a decade in all types of weather and all types of parts of the United States and never had a windshield crack. And on her car, in her brand new Jeep, it cracked twice. When we brought it in the first time, you looked at it and you said, I can fix this. However, it's going to be right in the middle of your vision. And you don't want, and you recommended against that. That right there, Jeff. And I knew this about you, but the people need to know this, is that you're not going to just take their money. You know, you're looking at this as your business, and that it wasn't right to do that.
Well, this is my livelihood. Besides being in business, I'm also a consumer, and I judge other businesses by, you know, the service, the product, all that. Everybody does. And I try to offer my service with an eye toward what would I want if I come into a business and expect service, expect knowledge, expect professional
acumen,
evaluation? Yeah. And
in honesty. Here's the other thing. Okay. This is the part of, you know, that I've found. It's honest. I can do this, but this is what it's going to look like, Linda. Mm-hmm. Or I can't do this. Oh, yeah. I can take your money and I can put it in there, but this isn't going to really work. I mean, you don't do that either. I've seen you turn away. I've seen you. I can't do anything with that. I've seen you do that one time, and I was there, and I went, now there's somebody that's, you know, I mean, it's, I, you can't replace honesty. You can say, okay, you can talk about this. You can talk about this aspect of the business and this, but integrity, that's what you have.
Could be why I've lasted almost 22 years.
Could be.
Because I have done repairs I shouldn't have started, but then I guarantee it. And I get about, maybe half a dozen repairs come back as failures. Again, sometimes I can re-repair and still save the windshield if I can't do it safely. And this is all about safety. It's not about business. It's not about making money. It's what is safe for the consumers. And in many cases, anytime you don't break that original seal, you're safer, even though the crack repair leaves a scar. And that's the biggest detriment of my business, is that scarring. It's like when you cut yourself, you'll have a scar.
Yeah, because there's like cracks there.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean that it's dangerous. It doesn't mean anything else, but the cracks there. That's why mine is on the bottom of my windshield. That if you look at it from the outside in, you can't see it.
Correct.
You can't see it.
As with most of my repairs.
And I can see it only because I know it's there from the inside. Because, you can notice it, but it's been there 6 years.
And as with Linda's crack, even though outside the vehicle, brand new vehicle, you probably wouldn't see it.
Right.
Hardly at all, but it's the view from inside where the driver sits, and that determines the satisfaction of what you're spending for the repair. Yeah,
and that's what you said. It was going to go right across her vision. And you were right. You're right. So, okay, look, we got like a minute left. How do people get a hold of you, Jeff?
241-8373. I'm in the book. Well, whatever the book is nowadays.
3208?
3208, South Market Street. It's down there across from Les Schwab.
I can vouch for Jeff. And we go down there and we do this. He does great work. He's a veteran. It's a veteran-owned business. If you've got that chip in your windshield and all this, and just go down and have him fix it. And, you know, locally owned, locally operated, and he's been in the business 22 years. And we applaud you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, buddy. Website phone number one more time.
241-8373.
Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. We'll be right back after the messages with Dr. Doug McConnell.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama delivers his State of the Union address tonight, but as SRN's Greg Clugston reports, he has already unveiled many of his themes.
Over the past 2 weeks, the president has revealed several key elements of his primetime speech. Some of the items he'll be focusing on this year are affordable housing, making community college tuition-free, improving internet access, among others. Senior administration officials also say Mr. Obama tonight will propose higher taxes on the wealthy to pay for middle-class tax breaks. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Meanwhile, American University Professor Leonard Steinhorn says he expects this year's State of the Union speech to have an upbeat tone.
I think the president is trying to find his inner Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was bullish on America. He always spoke with confidence about the American people, about how things are getting better.
And as a prelude to the president's State of the Union address, a word of warning from Tony Perkins at the Family Research Council.
The state of our union is only as strong as the state of our families.
Under fire, he says, because of some of the president's policies.
A government able to bankrupt people for standing by their beliefs on marriage or any other matter of conscience is a government of unbridled power and a threat to everyone's freedom.
U.S. home builders feeling slightly less confident in their sales prospects ahead of the spring home buying season, traditionally the peak period for home sales.
The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Builder Sentiment Index inched down from 58 in December to 57 this month. Builders' outlook for sales over the next 6 months, as well as a measure of traffic by prospective buyers, both declined, while a view of current sales conditions held steady. Despite the numbers, builders' overall sales outlook remains favorable.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. It's been a struggle on Wall Street so far. Right now, the Dow down 111 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Japan's prime minister is promising to save two Japanese hostages currently being held by the terrorist group ISIS. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe telling journalists today, quote, their lives are the top priority, as the BBC's Charles Scanlon reports.
The video appears to have been made in a hurry in direct response to Mr. Abe's recent pledge of non-military aid for the U.S.-led campaign against IS. The militant says that Japan has joined the crusade and is killing Muslim women and children.
As the BBC's Charles Scanlon reporting, commuters in the Cincinnati area have had a tough go of it today. That's because part of Interstate 75's bypass overpass collapsed while they were demolishing it last night.
It's a workplace incident. You've got a lot of heavy equipment in a very, very heavy construction site.
And Cincinnati manager Harry Black, who spoke to WCPO, police say that something simply went terribly wrong during the work last night. This is SRN News. A French-based charity says the price of life-saving vaccines has skyrocketed, leaving some countries struggling to fully immunize children.
prohibitive is how Médecins Sans Frontières describes the escalation in vaccine prices. The group criticises the lack of competition in and openness about prices, pointing out that some developing countries pay more than France does for some vaccine. In particular, it takes aim at the high cost of pneumococcal vaccine, a treatment which it says has already earned blockbuster revenues for its two makers. One of those, GlaxoSmithKline, said that any further cut in price would undermine the economics of production and threaten long-term supplies to poor countries.
That's the BBC's Johnny Diamond reporting. The International Monetary Fund is lowering its forecast for global growth over the next 2 years. It also predicts China's economy will continue to struggle in 2015. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 37 degrees out there. It's 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 this January the 20th, 2015. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to all of our chat pack, Red and Angel and Guest and Sonny and
lively
many others.
Discussion going on in there.
Oh, yeah. Onion grower. And they're getting into now they're into a State of Jefferson and pension payments and all that. Anyway, Bad Bob, spiritual. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Patchy dense fog tapering off today. Mostly sunny and a high near 67. It will be clear tonight with a low around 43. A little bit chillier in some pockets. Tomorrow's high near 67. As we get into the weekend, temperatures will warm to spring-like conditions, approaching the 80-degree mark by Sunday. Wow. All right, now in Reading, we are looking at about 42 degrees, and the report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, give them a call at 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts. Best of all, locally owned, locally operated, right here in town. For the people that won our tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse for Harvey for tomorrow night, that show is on at 7:30. I may have mentioned 6 because I had no clue. Yeah, none. So I just made things up. Anyway, because it said it's Wednesday, January 21st, 2015. There's a blank area. Play begins promptly as noted above. There is no noted above, so we ran around outside till we found I stopped a homeless guy on the street. Said, you guys know everything around here. He said, oh, yeah, starts at 7:30. So it does. Harvey starts at 7:30. You might want to get there a little bit early. Get your KCNR seats there. And by the way, I have some more tickets for Harvey. This is a great play. It's a comedy. It's tomorrow night. These tickets are free, but we're going to talk about what free really means here in a few minutes with Dr. Douglas McConnell, who just rolled in.
Good morning.
Writing his notes as he walked through the door.
Yes.
But I have a family pack of four, or it could be two couples. If you want to go see Harvey at the Riverfront Playhouse, and this is, I tell you, I had the cast in here, and what a refreshing group they are. And this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play. Harvey was made into a movie with Jimmy Stewart, and I think it made it, a remake of it, which wasn't even half as good. But that's tomorrow night at 7:30, 605-4567, if you'd like to go. Just give us a call.
Right.
Okay. My guest is Dr. Douglas McConnell, who I used to say headed up the cardiac unit there, the surgery unit at Shasta Regional, but retired on us, but is still cracking chests.
Yeah, actually, I'm still very much there. I just stepped down from every night call. Thank you to the folks at SRMC after 5.5 years.
Great people there.
But no, I'm still very involved in the operations and QA and so forth. In fact, just Sunday, I covered the service for a few hours and had to do an emergency out of the cath lab from a gentleman brought in from Fall River by helicopter. And
oh my goodness!
And who's doing fine? So no, it's my administrative duties playing, but I'm still on.
This is the sound of the helicopter coming in.
That's it. Very good.
Okay. You like that?
Yeah. So anyway, no, we got a great team there, and the team's intact, and we're just going to change some of the management staff, and I'll basically still be operating, but a little different style.
But you have more time to yourself, and Bonnie, because I know that we would start to do something. Hey, we're going to go here, and you couldn't go because it was beyond a certain range.
30 minutes, yeah.
30 minutes, and you couldn't go with it. If we went up to Mount Shasta, sorry, we can't go to Mount Shasta because it's beyond 30 minutes.
Correct, yeah.
And then all those nights you had to work, and when you're working, Bonnie's working.
Well, I mean, or when I'm home taking calls all night, it wakes us up, both up. And so generally, we also were able to go to Long Beach this year and spend 3.5 or close to 4 weeks with our extended family and grandchildren. We haven't been able to do that in 6 years. So it was an important lifestyle at this point. And as life goes forward, there's no rewind on the VCR life. You need to basically play it forward and make your shots. And it's been a great cooperative work with management. They recognize that need too. And so we're really busy, and we've got our eye on a very talented young and replacement who would come up and take over that program. But we're still working
somebody on that. Doesn't make big stitches like you do.
No,
makes
right.
little bitty stitches. As I've said this, and I'll continue to say this till I see some reason for difference, is Doug McConnell is the first guy you want to see as a friend. Last guy you want to see as, Katie, I don't really want to see you in a professional sense, but if I needed professional help, you're the first guy I want to see again.
I appreciate that.
Well, it's true.
I love what I do. Most physicians, nurses, and others really see their job as really a vocation, and that's true. I retired for personal reasons and time and need to travel, but not because I was tired of doing what I love doing. Which is really helping people and
holding somebody's heart in your hands.
Yeah,
you like that, huh?
Well,
it's that feeling of power.
It's not the rush. It's the opportunity that's offered to actually go in and redirect someone's life by giving them a new heart valve or bypass, and then basically feeling you've really had an impact on someone that day.
Did you see American Sniper yet?
Have not.
Okay, one of the things that Chris Kyle said.
I intend to do that.
Yeah, well, I think everybody in America should see it.
Michael Moore doesn't like it.
Michael Moore is a fat ass.
Yeah.
And his comments about murder and all this, he could say it. He was talking about his uncle. You could say that, but his feelings for America are well known. And he's able to say those things because of people like Chris Kyle throughout our, the century. But what he was doing was his whole thing was helping people. First of all, serving his country. And you have, and thank you for your service. But he wanted to serve his country after 9/11. He was 30 years old and went through SEAL training. Nobody goes through SEAL training when you're 30 years old. I've been down there during BUDS when they're training. I was training our recon guys down there, and it was like, oh, these guys are. We would look at them because we were there during Hell Week. We just thought, why would you do this?
Sitting in cold water.
Oh no, I was at the BOQ there, Bachelor Officers Quarters, and we were training our recon guys. In this, they just finished Hell Week, and this guy comes down. As an officer, he's a Lieutenant JG or an ensign, who knows? He's wearing this really nice 3-piece suit. It's like two maybe three sizes too big for him now. It wasn't like he was like it was huge. Obviously he had lost probably 20 pounds in this thing, and he wasn't he looked very nice. The tie was tied. He had no shoes on. And I'm sitting down, I'm talking to him, and I didn't say anything about his feet. And finally, I just said, he said, well, his parents are coming down, they're going to go to the club. And I said,
with no shoes.
I said, what, is there somehow part of Bud's training they steal your shoes? He goes, oh, no. He says, we ran so much, and the sand and the calluses came off my feet, and I can't wear shoes.
Oh my!
He says my feet are healing.
His feet are raw.
His feet were raw, and I thought, I've been through some pretty harsh training, field recon, and all this kind of stuff, and I'm thinking, wow, but the bottoms of my feet never came off.
Wow,
like that. So anyway, so when I it's one of those things that you did. You do it to help people and save lives. And this was the same kind of thing he did. Even though he was taking lives, he was also providing an overwatch. He was kind of like this overwatch over Marines and soldiers to keep them alive.
Yeah.
And people need to understand where he was coming from. He had a deep sense of not being a savior, though that was said to him, but for helping his fellow man there.
Well, there's, as you know, unit cohesiveness and morale is about building a brotherhood and a sisterhood now. But even in the airborne division, you know, was, we felt that. I mean, I was a surgeon.
Everybody feels that.
Yeah, I was
everybody
part of the team that. Because I was going to take care of people.
It is it.
And that what was really important was this group was committed to the values that I wanted to see preserved in the world.
Yeah.
And I wasn't at the tip of the spear, but I was.
No,
I
but
could,
you
I
were
could
you
be
were,
part
you
of the
were,
shaft.
You were repairing.
Yeah.
You were repairing the tip of the spear, though.
Well, that's true.
Hey, okay, we're going to take a quick break. My guest is Dr. Douglas McConnell. We're going to talk about Obamacare and a few other things when we come back, maybe some far-ranging things.
Yes, please.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. We talk about professionals that do great work. Martin and his people. Martin went. Alliance Heating and Air. Over 20 years of experience, any type of heating or cooling systems. And here you go. You could have him work on your heating system in the morning when it's 37. And then you can work on your cooling system in the afternoon when it's 80. Try to figure that one out here in Reading. But he can do it all. He and his people can do it all. Alliance Heating and Air. We use Martin and his people for our heating and cooling needs, and we've never been disappointed. He has always been there for us. He also installs these tankless water heaters, which has worked outstanding. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Attention all brides-to-be. If you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way, on Sunday, February 8th, from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. It's the wedding show of the year. Sunday, February 8th, from 11 to 3, at the Simpson Event Center. For more information, call 223-3868.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Put our business out. Get Robin up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Hello. KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's getting the stove fixed today. That should be interesting. It's 37 degrees out there. Our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl Bot here. January the 20th, it's 8:20 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Wind River. Because Linda is going to be down there on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. You got to make reservations. She's going to be down there with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. She's got...
we'll be there.
Well, you're going to be there?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
We were at that Christmas show, and it was so good. And Linda's talent was wonderful, and the gang behind her, and the music.
Oh, she's got, she's got the same gang there because it's a special night. It's she's going to go from 6 to 8. They're going to start serving dinner at 5 if you want to come in early, and they've got a special dinner there that's very reasonably priced and very good. And they've actually got a great deal going on. You can spend the night, get a food voucher or get or a card for that, and you're gambling the whole thing for a very, very reasonable price. Give them a call at 243-3377. Tell them you want to go to Romance on the River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds that night, and you want to sit where you can see her.
Mm. Agreed.
There's lots of seating. I think that one side's taken already, but the other side is quickly filling up. So 243-3377. Guys, it's a great place to take your loved ones.
And the meal was good. Besides the entertainment.
Yeah, the meal was good.
It was a good evening.
You know, that non-smoking, the thing they've done down there, and they're in the process of even cleaning up, cleaning more out of there. I can't say enough what Gary Hayward has done and his people down there at Wind River.
Yep. Glenn's a good guy.
Doug McConnell, Dr. Douglas McConnell was my guest today, and we're going to we've kind of talked a little bit about American Sniper, but let's Obama seems he's picking a fight here.
Well,
I mean, is that what it looks like to you?
I think he. Well, there's no question he's going to make a big proposal tonight, which the Republicans.
It can't go anywhere. It's never going to go anywhere.
No, but this is for. This is publicity. This is optics. This is about creating issues to try to define. This is not unlike the Congress is probably going to pass the Keystone Pipeline on both houses and then put it on his desk, and he's going to be forced to
veto it,
which basically will tell us exactly his interest in energy independence / jobs and other issues. I mean, there's many dimensions to Keystone. But the truth is they're both doing this to make their positions. And I think this is really more about the 2016 election than anything.
I believe that, too.
But at the heart of it is this basic premise that he's willing to think that he's going to propose free college tuition for local schools, which, by the way,
community college,
but the prices have been driven up by federal programs already. They used to be dirt cheap; they were $10-15 a quarter for units, and now they're sky high.
But let's go back to that talk about free, though. When you say free community college, does that mean teachers aren't going to be paid? Electricity is paid for. Books, none of that stuff. You know, all the athletic fields, all this stuff. None of this. All this is free. Nobody pays for this. Well, of course, that's ludicrous.
That is the great myth that is.
There is no such thing as free.
Well, there isn't, but it sounds good to the consumers. And the point is, I don't know what portion of America and what the demographic is that really watches the State of the Union address. But he wants to just really be seen and written about in the media as offering and really to subsidize access to education for all Americans in a free mode. And it sounds so generous. The point is he's very happy to spend other people's money. And as Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money to spend. He's now trying to add a tax on
wealthy people.
Well,
what's a wealthy person?
Well, let me show you. Because of that, and I knew we were going to have this talk today, I went back and looked at hard statistics. Let's talk facts, not politicians or politics. But in 1986, the top 10% of wage earner by IRS records paid about 51.9% of all the federal income tax collected, and the bottom 90% paid the difference, which was like 49%. Okay, so 90% of people were paying 49, and the top 10% was carrying 51. Today, that same split, or actually 2011 or 2012 numbers, the top 10% are paying 71.2% of mm-hmm. all revenues, and the bottom 90% are paying the difference would be about 26%. Yeah. The point is the actual – you can actually graph it out, and there's been nothing but a progressive shifting of the – if you want to talk about the relative burden of federal collections towards the top 10% of income earners. Now, you may call that social justice, other issues, it works, but the truth is when the economy is growing, as it was in 86 through the 90s and under Bill Clinton, there was mm-hmm. growth, you have funds or money that is – you had more money left in the coffers of the what one would call the upper class or whatever President Obama would call the upper class. But the truth is those are the people, the entrepreneurs creating the new businesses, hiring people. They're the guy that owns his own small business and has employees. 10% – by the upper 10%, by the way, starts at $120,000 up. That's the
$120,000 up.
Yeah, that's the definition of it. It's surprisingly low, I thought.
I thought it would be like at least – gosh, at least half a mil.
No, that's I thought it would be two, but it's gone up some of the years. But no, it's surprisingly low.
So
well, you'll see
so
when
the upper, the when you start talking about the super rich here, he says the 1%. That's not the 1%. 150,000.
No, but there's a big difference between the let's say percentile 10 versus percentile 1.
Right
there because there are
but the upper 10. Okay, the upper 10%.
Upper 10% 120,000 comes
okay.
down to yeah. because 10%
two teachers.
Well, that would be
two teachers working.
That would be of family insults, and that's yeah. correct. I mean, my
two teachers working.
Well, my
two police working.
Son-in-law is a fire captain in Southern California, and his wife's a nurse, and they bump their
filthy
income.
Rich.
They both,
filthy rich.
They both work hard. They've managed to rebuild a house, and they're basically trying to raise three girls and eventually get them ready for college.
Sure.
And their family income would put them up into the very people he's talking about not giving tax credits to this year because he's going to propose in this that he's going to collect a bunch of money and then give it to tax credits for certain classes. But if you're above 100, family income is above, I believe he'll come up with his number, I believe, around $120,000, then you only get a diminished piece of that tax credit up to $150,000, and it's only $500 a year.
Yeah.
Basically, but what it is, it's a redistribution scheme that's been created by his team to let him say, I'm trying to help the middle class, but this darn Congress won't let me because they're not going to raise taxes by $362 billion over the next 10 years so I can carry out this shift of money. And the truth is there's nothing more inefficient than the government trying to become a charity handler and shift money from one group to the other because the middleman costs are enormous whenever they do everything. That should be something we learn every time. They're not good at charity. They're not good at redistribution. And the growth of this country is based upon businesses having funds to hire and to grow and create new products and ideas. And with that, grow what we our role in the in a worldwide economy. If you remove capital, which is your profit, when you raise taxes, it only comes from the money you're not already spending on tax things like employees or buildings, everything else. So you have to take it out of profit of a family or a country, and the government's going to spend it for you.
You can take it out of. I mean, I can see this, but if you're in the uber wealth there, or even in the the top 5%, you've got CPAs. And lawyers that are hanging in there that are going to find their way around this anyway.
Well,
but so what you ended up doing, though, is that you end up costing the middle class or that people that are making that $120,000 because they're working hard and they've got a small business they'd like to expand, but now they've gotten hit with Obamacare. They've got hit with all these different taxes that are coming up. Mm-hmm. And the question like the death tax. Here's a person that's worked their whole life. They built an estate that's worth $5 million. Now, that could be
– those are all post-tax dollars.
These are – and they've already built it. They've already paid their taxes on it. Mm-hmm. And so now the Obama wants to take something like 50% of what that is worth as taxes, which means if, say, I inherit my dad's farm.
Mm-hmm.
That farm's worth, you know, because of the land, not because of the housing or anything, but just because of the land, it's worth that $5.2 million.
Right.
Now, the government wants, what I understand, taxes on half, you know, they want to tax it at a 55% rate. He's already paid taxes on that. And Wiener, remember Wiener?
Oh, yes.
Wiener's answer to this was, well, you haven't paid taxes on it, though. Yeah, you're still waiting for your dad. You haven't paid taxes on it yet. We want your money. Yes. I mean, this is the kind of thought, and thank God for what happened to him, that he, became, you know, people finally found out what a wiener he was.
Yeah.
On this. And so it's a, you know, it's a type of thing that the government wants to keep taking, but not one, and we got to take a break, but not one word have I seen in there in his speech. Of course, he could surprise me and change things about cutting services or cutting the cost of government or cut government spending in some way besides the military, which they're decimating right now. Dr. Doug McConnell is my guest, and we'll be right back after these messages.
All right.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 a.m.
You're like a little kid.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. One of my favorite movies, Streets of Fire, and Bob and I were rolling around on the ground. I had to thumb him in the eye twice, knee him in the groin to get him into this one. You know what? This is a great movie. I mean, the actors and actresses, Diane Lane, Michael Perry, William Dafoe. I mean,
I've never seen it.
It's a modern musical set after World War II. And it's just a great movie. It's got some great songs in it.
A mild Sin City without the really cool graphics.
Yeah. All right. I mean, and they had the, I mean,
put it on my list.
It is. It's something you can see. Streets of Fire.
Right.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I spent a very pleasant 45 minutes yesterday. You know, I was just kind of waiting because they're very, they've got good business down there. And then DC cut my hair perfectly, as he does. And he and I were able to go out for lunch after that and kind of catch up on what's going on in the world. It's interesting, you know, when you see, such an eclectic group of people getting a haircut like that. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway off of Athens Avenue. Right there. And you can get your haircut and great conversation. I was beating them up on the fact there was an Us magazine in there. So what is this? And they said, well, they get these things sent to the barbershop.
Sure they do.
And the other thing you don't do is when you call them and they answer the phone, don't ask them, oh, are you open?
Mm.
The type of response you're going to get is I mean, they're not going to say anything cursing or anything like that. But, you know, it's kind of like, no, we're not open. I just thought I'd stay here and answer phones in the morning. You know, so if you ever call, see if they're open and they answer the phone, just hang up and then run down there. Cypress Square Barbershop, great place. Hey, Dr. Douglas McConnell is my guest. And let's talk Obamacare. Obamacare, because this year it's settling in. People are going to get taxed for not having health care. The taxes that they're kicking in this year are just unbelievable.
Interestingly, they're right after an election.
How did that happen?
All the pain and the actual removing the veil and seeing behind the scenes as to what's really underneath the promised legislation, it happens to occur two elections after the things passed. Two elections. So over 4 years
Not
later.
Once,
so you
twice.
Wonder if it was so good and so needed. The delay was because of what?
Sure.
But what I really – a recurring theme in my life, and I think all of ours, and Obamacare is going to be just one window into that, is the issue of trustworthiness. You know, I'm a professional. I have to work with other professionals, and I depend upon their working with me and the hospital folks. And basically, I can only associate with people that have earned my trust in the sense that we have to treat each other in an environment of trustworthiness. The truth is Obamacare had noble intents. Basically, it was going to address the uninsured. It doesn't mean they weren't getting medical care or access to hospitals, but basically the hope was there is to bring into the fold people who would have been excluded. Actually, that's a noble thing for our society to see that we can accomplish that somehow. But the truth is they then set up a very complex environment, pretty much lobbied and run with the major insurance companies in the country, altered by a variety of state needs, and came up with a enormous piece of legislation, which really wasn't a finished bill ever, despite 2,800 pages or whatever the length is. It was really more
the famous, we have to pass it to see what's in it.
Well, I'm getting down to my trustworthiness piece.
Right.
But it was really a scaffolding of a skyscraper into which the floors were going to be built and led by regulation and later rulemaking, which is what they call. So therefore, the bill was never finished. It was just some of the intentions and the powers that were going to be ceded to the Director of Health and Human Services. The truth is you actually did have the Speaker of the House come out and say you have to pass this to see what's in it. implying that neither she nor any of her colleagues had read it or knew what was in it or even could look forward and study it to see where the pitfalls were. The Bureau of the Budget, our congressional office there, had already done its analysis and said, if you to score this the way it's written, this is going to be a very expensive process over the next decade. They changed some internal operations and forced them, the CBO, Congressional Budget Office, which is nonpartisan, to rescore it so that she could come out at the time of the admission and say, this is it's slated to cost us $800 million over the next decade or the next year in new spending. And
to keep it under that $1 billion.
Yeah, correct. And that was a lie. It's I'm sorry, 800. Yeah, that's correct. 800 billion, I think, is what you said.
Oh, but okay, whatever.
Anyway,
it's
been so long now. But the point was, it was a clear lie, and the CBO pretty much has letters, which were in the public domain, that sort of says that. The point is, they proved to not be trustworthy. And now you have a problem because our democracy is really based on
faith.
Not expecting perfection out of your people, but you do expect them to be true of spirit and honest. And that's really why we punish politicians who are caught in big lies, Richard Nixon being one, heavily when the media so chooses to expose that. Fast forward to now Gruber. Who is the economist that really is credited with setting up a lot of the structure both in Massachusetts care and Obamacare, who lecture after lecture after lecture is telling people how this thing was so structured and so expensive that he to get it passed, you had to rely on the ignorance of the American voter and, parenthesis, the American Congress. Mm-hmm. To do this. This was a scheme.
He joked about the stupidity of Congress and the American people, and then he got caught on it. It's like, and then all of a sudden the Obama camp says, oh no, he didn't play a big part in this, which is a lie too. All a lie.
The President of the United States stood in front of the press and said he was some staffer somewhere has made a comment. This is a guy who had visited the White House innumerable times and in the rollout days of how to create the legislation that was going to be submitted in 2009 and eventually passed by the Congress. So the president was willing to lie to the American people.
But he's lied so many times before.
Well, okay.
He's been caught in it over Obamacare.
Well, the other piece is that during his – as president in the lead up to get Obamacare passed, he gave a pre-vetted speech to a large audience in the teleprompter where he states that – and this is a rough quote out of the speech. It doesn't make any sense. We won't pay a family doctor $100 to see this patient and help control his diabetes, but we will pay a surgeon $28,000 to cut off his leg. Those are approximately it. And that actually makes – that speech, you have to realize, was written by a speechwriter who didn't know his facts, passed up through and vetted by the chain of command inside the White House, including the chief of staff, then typed by someone else into the teleprompter, practiced with the president, the number flows by, and then he goes out in public and gives this number. There's probably six layers of oversight where this could have been edited. And all they had to do is look up in Medicare, because it's a fixed price from the federal government, and the amputation is reimbursed to the surgeon at about $640. But they didn't even bother to do that, or they didn't know that really $28,000 is just a wide guess, a crazy guess. But they did it for theatrics. He was selling it for nothing more than theatrics, relying on the stupidity of the audience that no one would call him on it. And the American College of Surgeons and Orthopedics did react heavily to this, but that was all covered up by the media.
It was too late.
Yeah.
Once it's out there. It's kind of like the first guy that punches somebody on the field, you don't see that. And the second guy, when the guy retaliates, he's the one that's thrown the flag's thrown on. In this case, it's just the opposite. The first one, he gets out a stupid lie, and it gets it out, and then he's covered for some reason. It's like, oh, it's out there. It's too late. I don't even care. Okay, I may have made a mistake. But you're not going to see that on the front page.
Well, it's too scary. It's scary for two reasons. Either they were too lazy to actually bother to create the actual number that the surgeon would be paid, or really play the scenario honestly, or they didn't care and they assumed people were too stupid to notice. Either one's very bad for the trustworthiness of the very office of the President of the United States.
Is the president living by this that the ends justify the means? Is he living by this code that no matter what it takes to get this done, because it's good, and you know we need to go to socialized medicine in this country so that everybody can be on Medicare.
Well, the president and all his advisors, I think, would buy into that because they've actually decided what's best for the American people, and so they're willing to, by hook, crook, or subterfuge, direct things towards it. That would be my takeaway from this, and Goober's comments, so that. What I'm getting at is that ultimately all these incidents, and there's plenty of others, undermine the Americans' trustworthiness of their very government. That's very dangerous for our society to have that. It's not whether it's an Obama thing or a Democrat thing or a Republican, but when Americans can't trust their leadership, that really cuts to the heart of what we are as a country. Richard Nixon and Watergate was something that basically undermined people's trust of the Washington processes. And maybe we should always stay that way. Maybe I've been naive and, a patriot and so forth. But basically, I only want people in office that are trustworthy, and they have to earn that. Unfortunately, I think on health care and Obamacare, despite the noble intentions, by the time you really get into what's really been created, it's very hard to trust the process. It looks like more of a giveaway to mm-hmm. healthcare insurance companies than it does something that's really going to be cost effective or helping people.
Right. Bob, did you have?
Well, I was just thinking, I wish that more people would stop and read the brain surgeon's monologue from Atlas Shrugged. That puts it so in a nutshell.
That is correct. Absolutely. Yes, actually, I gave a talk where I substituted cardiac surgeon for brain surgeon, and with apologies to Ayn Rand. And Bob is right. There's a scene in there that where a neurosurgeon explains why he left medicine. And that is happening across our country. We're
going
to be losing manpower rapidly. I just left a trauma team down in Long Beach where a good portion of the team are resigning because of background issues on reimbursement that are addressed in Obamacare. They're starving the service.
I'm going to talk about this when we get back to where you've got Blue Shield of California and the Sutter Health Network of doctors and hospitals. They're going to force nearly 280,000 consumers in Northern and Central California to find new doctors because of reimbursement.
Ah.
And, this just hit the paper today. And we can't keep paying at that level and increasing that amount. The Blue Shield's president and CEO said they're paying 18 to 30% more than other providers. So they're saying we can't do that unless you drop your prices. And, of course, the hospital's saying, well, then we're going to have to cut off our services. Well, so here you've got 300,000 people, 300. They've already notified 139,000 customers last week that, by April and June, you've got to find a new doctor, a new health network if they can't come up with something.
And I think Sutter is one of the largest healthcare networks in California. Anyway. And so they basically want to get them out of their network.
Right.
This is what's going to happen.
This is what, and we're going to see this because they're already seeing it. They're already cutting back on Medicaid, Medicare, all those types of payments are being. They're talking about cutting them in half. What are they thinking of?
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out when we come back.
Very good,
Carl Bott, Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking Obamacare and the impact it's going to have. It's already happening here. 300,000 people. Possibility of losing their doctors. They have to find a new doctor.
That can't happen.
Totally.
We were promised you could keep your doctor.
Oh wait, really?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagle's Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
It's beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Mark your calendar for the 66th Annual Sierra Cascade Logging Conference coming February 5th, 6th, and 7th to the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, Trinity River Lumber Company, and WM Beatty & Associates. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. See displays, logging competition, and much more. Admission is free to this three-day event. For more information, go to SierraCascadeExpo.com.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 28th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, January 31st. While enjoying all-you-can-eat crab, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, Umpqua Bank, Rabobank, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Tonight is what it means to be young. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda. Linda is getting, she is doing work around the house. I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, dusting. She's in there fixing stoves. Good morning. Let me see. 8:50 in the morning, January the 20th, 2015. 38 degrees out there. Going to go up in the 60s. Going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. There's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. If you've got more than one prescription, Owens Pharmacy has something called MedSync. They have this service that puts all of your prescriptions that come out, have them all due on one day. One phone call, one visit. All of this. Only at Owens Pharmacy. And not only that, but if you can't get in there, they deliver them to your house at no charge. That's right, no charge. And the other thing, too, which is what I really like, is you have your own pharmacist that knows the kind of medicines you take. You get different doctors prescribing different things. You want a pharmacist that knows what he's doing, goes through school, or what she's doing. And when they're going to take a look at it, they're going to look at you because they know you. They know your meds. Why not have that final line of defense? Owens Pharmacy, locally owned, locally operated, six of them here in Reading. Most locations, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Yeah. I heartily recommend you go there. We use them.
As a doctor, having a good pharmacist there trying to coordinate complex meds has been valuable to many patients.
Okay. I have something just for you, Dr. McConnell.
For me? This promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you...
Yeah. Well,
just, I have you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay? Transparent financing. Unless I have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay? So it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever.
Yes. That's... Thank you, Mr. Gruber. Dr. Gruber. The stupidity of American people. If we said that healthy people were going to pay more for sick people, it would never pass. If it was called a tax, it would never pass. Thank you. And if you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. You know what? Two of the biggest lies...
In my personal...
Next two is I never had sex with that woman.
Well,
you know, frankly, him having sex with that 21-year-old is so insignificant compared to what Obama has done.
Well, it tells you more about his trustworthiness.
No, he was a liar,
in the case of Obama and the team and his the people who create the office of the president – and the agendas and the processes. This tells you really all you need to know. And
that's it.
They're not trustworthy. They were willing to lie to the American people knowingly, not just make a mistake, and mislead people. Now, if I did that in my surgical practice, I would be
sued.
Up on charges and
sued.
It's called malpractice.
Go to jail.
I'm not allowed to promise one thing and deliver a different operation, or take someone to the operating room by under false pretenses, or say, well, it'll all work out in the end, just listen to me. They have to be honestly dealt with. And that would be true of the man running Ace Hardware, or your
guy,
the fellow running your chip shop. The point is, we should swim in a society where we have trustworthy vendors and friends. And here you're basically having the government say, well, we're in charge of really the big things, but we don't need to earn your trust. Gruber is an eye into the soul of a group of people who are willing to sacrifice being trusted and being honest for whatever they deem to be their goals. And I learned an important lesson in the military from my first sergeant. He and his men had a pretty good, senior NCO guideline. I was a major at the time, and he looked at me and said, sir, liars can't lead. They may command because of rank, but they cannot lead.
The only thing rank gets you is that chance. It's like a college degree. Yeah. The only thing a college degree gives you is that chance. It's up to you. But that college degree does open doors. So, the whole thing about health and health care is that it's just going to really be the amount of taxation this year, the fact that people are going to have to pay money because they didn't have, that you've got to prove that you had medical
mm-hmm. Well, the IRS is going to be right in the middle of your life.
Well, it's the other thing is they've cut back now on the IRS now. The Republicans are getting even by whacking away at them, and they're saying, it's going to take – you're going to have to wait for, at least 30 minutes, and then 40% of you aren't going to get through at all, and some of you are going to get through and we can't answer your questions.
That's on the helplines, but you've got to realize there's funding inside Obamacare for, I believe, 16,000 new agents to manage all the paperwork associated with that alone.
But they can cut – if they cut it out of this side, and they take it out of the back end, you're going to try and get 18,000. No, you're going to need this to buy paper with.
Well, what I'm getting at is felt there'd be an enforcement on it.
Okay, let me ask this question. The GOP, are you going to defund Obamacare?
Oh, I can't speak for the GOP.
Think they got the guts to do that?
I think they're certainly fragmented inside, and what the GOP needs to do, if I were king for the day, was they need to begin to educate the American people about basic economics. There's no such thing as free college. Hopefully, after the State of the Union, they actually explain
the woman,
this.
You know who there's going to
– Joni Ernst.
The Iowa farmer who says we know how to take care of pigs.
Yes. And she's a combat veteran out of Iraq, I understand. And it's the first – yes, she is.
Huh.
Yeah.
Thank her for her service. And she's
an officer.
And she's a farmer. I mean, right.
She is.
What am I hearing right there? Oh, I'm hearing
that's somebody trying to reach.
It sounded like dueling banjos there from Deliverance. I thought that that's not a ringtone you want to hear with your doctor.
I really think first the GOP needs to get its own act together and come up with, they really need to be part of educating.
And before you defund Obamacare, you got to take a look at Obamacare because whether you like it or not, there are parts of the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare that actually I like. Because somebody loses their job in one place and he goes to another place, he's not covered.
Yeah. Now, that's basically changing the regulatory environment of the insurance industry. Yeah. That was simply done at the beginning. Those are the good things.
Those things can be done and need to stay.
Yeah. But then, basically there are issues as to what's insurance and what's basically just financing of healthcare.
Yeah.
But it should be done honestly. And I think,
the whole thing.
And I think, was there a need for people who could fall through the cracks previously and or people who were uninsured and that was tragic? Absolutely. We saw them. I treated those people for free, meaning that the healthcare system always took care of these people. But was it correct or well thought out? No.
The emergency rooms are still overrun.
They are now.
The walk-in clinics, the urgent care clinics, everyone I've talked to is just inundated with people because of this insurance problem.
The local docs really are opting out to a large extent or some. And down in Long Beach, the whole trauma program is imploding because the government, through Obamacare, decided to take all free care and make it Medicaid, which then there's a piece of the law that prevents the hospitals from supplementing the physicians for caring for the free people under Medicaid, which is called underinsured. So what they've just done is given a huge cut to the physicians that give care in the inner city because these used to be non-covered patients, in which case the hospital is free to cut a deal with the hospital that will reimburse you up to Medicare levels if you'll be available for these people, in which case docs would come out at 2 a.m. to take care of things. Now they're saying, if you're going to pay me Medi-Cal rates, sorry, I'm off the panel. I will go.
Because it's not, you know, for, you know, you can't keep taking patients when you lose money every time.
Nope.
Because you can't keep your
money.
You've got to pay. You've got to pay your nurses. You got to pay your people and the staff.
Surgeons can only do one thing at a time. We're piece workers. So if I'm busy with one person, I'm.
And most doctors aren't great businessmen.
No, but we like what we do, and we like taking care of people.
But that's what you do. It's not just a job. It's a vocation. It's a calling that you're in.
Well, just realize that all of medicine is pretty much price fixed by the governments at some level. There's no free market, and actually, healthcare would be cheaper if there were.
Do you really want the guy who's carving on your carcass to be doing so under government coercion, or as Rand put it, at the point of a gun?
Yes,
you know, and that's where Dr. Dinuka, Piyush Dinuka, he saw it. He saw it. He came out of India. He said that's where it was. Do you want that? And he said, of course not. Anyway, okay. You're doing other things. We haven't had a chance to talk about it now in your retirement.
That's fine.
I want to talk about it at another time.
I'm retired now. I can come by here every 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Father, both of you, you're going to need a referee in here. You need Dr. Phil, not Dr. Doug. But you guys keep
going
this way.
Is that me and Bob?
Yeah, we need a little counseling here.
Yeah. I'm going to Bob's.
It's entertaining.
Well, it is. You know, but Bob and I, we have give and take, and we love each other.
All right.
I mean, we couldn't do it without this man.
Well, I want to say we're staying in Reading. We love Reading.
I'm glad.
It is.
You know what? We're glad. Oh, just you know what?
It's a wonderful
community. And we're really, really happy that you're doing that.
I think the people and the culture and the folks and just the way we can talk like this is wonderful.
It is. And speaking of talking, tomorrow Sheriff Tom Basinkle's on. We're going to talk to Sheriff Tom about what's going on with the Safe City Project, with locking people up. All that. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
And he's a good guy.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. French authorities aren't certain they were planning a terror attack, but five Chechens arrested in southern France may have been up to something sinister. One of them was allegedly found with a huge cache of explosives. The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting on the chaos in Yemen, where the capital is seeing turmoil that's been described as a coup. The presidential palace has been raided, and Shiite rebels are now shelling the place. Japan's prime minister calls it unforgivable, Shinzo Abe, referring to the ISIS threat to kill two Japanese hostages unless Tokyo pays $200 million ransom. International security analyst Sashan Gohel says ISIS has made money from this kind of scenario before.
No European country has openly admitted to having paid ISIS money for the nationals to be released, but there is a strong belief that countries like France have paid for their nationals to be